As Rob mentioned, I live up in Bar Harbor, or Southwest Harbor, on Mount Desert Island. I work out in the woods, and up until recently, found myself in local bars a fair amount, and not so good for some things, but pretty good for creating poems now again. And if you just sort of can listen into what's going on. And this is one of those. It's called The Opponent. Right off the bean, a guy named Whitey drags my friend into a conversation about how the road salt hurts his Harley, or whatever that shit is they're using now. And the game is on, but there's no sound because this place is more of a restaurant. So I watch the silent attacks, each team driving the other one back down the court, then throwing the ball around like it was just a game after all. And I watch the earnest faces of the commentators for which the outcome could not be more important, where this God with all his archangels run smack into the Antichrist and found him a mean ball handler. Until Whitey gets going about burning brush with great fervor, and by then Illinois is slaughtering Louisville. So I listen too as he explains how you need to put old tires under the pile before you make it, because once those things get going, there's no stopping. You could go through a pile 10 feet high and wetter than fucking hell once they get going. And he is smiling the smile of a man who has conquered many brush piles in this manner. And now the couple at the other end of the bar is laughing, and the woman says, "You are such men talking about burning brush piles." And Whitey flares up a bit and says, "You think I'm joking, but it's true about them fucking tires." And the bartender doesn't tell him to quiet down because she's his girlfriend. She just looks up from washing a glass and smiles at the couple on his behalf, the smile of someone used to picking up the shards, but it's okay anyhow, because the woman at the bar doesn't give a shit, and then neither does Whitey, and by now Illinois is definitely trouncing Louisville, and there's a close-up of one of their cheerleaders, whom I try like hell not to be driven mad by, just yesterday plucked off the vine and stuffed in this tiny uniform, who is bouncing with ecstasy that the Fighting Illini, named for some of the biggest losers in history, are making history on the court today, as the silent announcers are probably trying to tell us. But Whitey is telling a story now about a guy he lives next to up in Harrington who is so damn stupid he built his pig barn on posts that weren't even dug in the ground. And you know what pigs do? That's right, they burrow. And now all of us are laughing in anticipation as Whitey says victoriously, "That morning when I drove by, the barn was standing."